They came from Russia, Italy, and the former Yugoslavia. Paintings acquired by the Philippines' former First Lady Imelda Marcos, and later seized by the government. Now on exhibit in this museum in Manila.
These are my favorites from a not so well-known part of the art world, which is former Yugoslavia.
But it is the story behind the collection, more than the aesthetics, that has drawn attention. The exhibit opened just after the election of Ferdinand Marcos Jr. His parents are believed to have embezzled an estimated $5 to $10 billion from state coffers. The paintings have become one of the symbols of the regime's corruption.
The fact that it is sequestered means that they feel it's ill-gotten.
In 2019, the Philippines' anti-graft court ruled that close to 900 Marcos-owned artworks, amounting to more than $24 million, were obtained using stolen funds. The paintings on display here are just a fraction of what is believed to be an extensive collection held by the Marcoses. Some valuable pieces have been auctioned, some are under litigation, and others still missing. One of the more mysterious paintings, this Picasso, which the government had supposedly found in 2014, but which made an appearance more recently in the film The Kingmaker.
Many of the galleries that she bought paintings from told her that they were not necessarily selling a painting by a master, but maybe a replica of that painting. But she kept buying them anyway because it wasn't her money.
Despite this, the Presidential Commission on Good Government, which is tasked with investigating the Marcos' unexplained wealth, had been bent on recovering all the paintings. Earlier this month, however, a bill seeking to abolish the agency was filed in Congress.
It talks about the PCGG not having won cases, when in fact, one of the biggest victories of the PCGG came in 2003 when the Philippine Supreme Court ruled that the Swiss bank accounts of the Marcos spouses, $680 million, were stolen.
The president has not openly supported efforts to dissolve the commission, but he continues to defend his father's legacy, rejecting in a recent interview a high court ruling that his family owed the government billions of dollars in estate taxes. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.